From the kitchen, you could go into the den. And, let's see. All right. From the kitchen, you could also get to the dining room, but I didn't really make that clear.
Well, and then this room, that was the
living room.
Well, now, would this be the kind of formal?
This is the formal one. Mm-hmm. And then the den had the fireplace in it, mm-hmm. and it was paneled. Mm-hmm. And the playroom had like linoleum floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the piano in there, and just the furniture that parents didn't mm-hmm. mind us kids getting kind of
yeah.
rough with, and the ping pong table,
yeah.
you know, was
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And then a separate dining room. And what did I leave out?
You had three bedrooms?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed one. Yeah, I didn't
yeah.
see that one. Yeah.
Four
mm-hmm.
bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And there was also...
Well, if you were distinguishing one bedroom from another...
Mm-hmm.
Did
That'd be the master.
Okay, that yeah. works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bedroom? Did you ever have a bedroom you call a front bedroom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be the front bedroom.
Okay.
Of course, this one would be the middle.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the back.
In the back.
Yeah. Back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's nice.
Let's see. Okay.
If that's...
That's not too great. But
oh, that's fine. No, that's it. That's the thing. That's
okay.
The way it was laid out,
mm-hmm.
where they were, and that kind of thing. What, like the living room, what
yeah.
that signifies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'll get on with the question. The thing on a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
the thing that the smoke goes out through is called a
chimney.
And the open place in the front of the fireplace, kind of a brick area maybe, or a stone area, that
the hearth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you know what you might call those things? Metal things that you would lay logs across?
Ooh. I've heard it, but I can't
and
think.
Irons, is that what you've heard? How about fire dogs?
No, and so, irons.
And irons.
And irons, uh-huh. Some people call them fire dogs, is that right? Really?
That's very common.
And irons, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that up above the fireplace, kind of a shelf.
Mantle.
And a big piece of wood that you might use. Well, it might burn for several days. A great
log.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anything called a backlog? Have you ever heard of that? A big...
No. Uh-uh.
What would you call small pieces of wood that you might use to start?
Kindling.
And what would you call the black stuff that forms in a chimney?
Soot.
And the, yeah, those are always really neat. When,
yeah.
When somebody,
or comes barging in or something.
Yeah. Or a doorbell. You happen to have the thing set up right
yeah.
on somebody's doorbell. You know, you get turned up loud. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Now, after a fire has burned, the stuff that's left in the fireplace is called...
The ashes.
And you call one of these things we're sitting in a...
Chair.
Now, a long kind of a... Something, you know, that like several people can sit on at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Long piece of furniture. You call that a...
Like the couch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you'd usually call it? Do you have any other names for it?
Well, now, this seems to be an older word, but a divan.
Mm-hmm. You know that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about a sofa? Do you know that?
Sofa, yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know that one?
Sure.
Do you make any distinction between what those are, or would you just...
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
I usually just say the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like I used sofa more when I was younger, for some
uh-huh.
reason.
Uh-huh.
And divan just seems like almost ancient,
yeah.
really. But, yeah, I do remember using that.
Yeah. And what would you call... well, I guess a piece of furniture like that over there with drawers in it, you probably can't see that too well, it's covered up. Something
well,
that you...